nothing but net.
For the win, it's good. LeBron James at the buzzer.
Deep shot.
Nothing but net.
I'm gonna echo. I'm gonna need you to back up.
James Harden with a buzzer beater.
Bryant fires away.
It's good. 3-pointer for Kobe Bryant.
Nothing but net. But net.
Kaboom! First of all, apologies.
Yo.
Apologies for a late drop.
Second week in a row.
Second week in a row, but unajua lisema, sometimes it's good to be late. Sikila siku kuja mapema, si ndio?
Yeah, I agree.
You leave people to want some more. Amani aje.
Ndio hiyo sasa.
Andy Young right here.
6'4".
Maze, nothing but net is the name of the pod. Austin couldn't join us today.
Yes.
Maze.
Nothing but no Austin.
Yeah, nothing but no Austin. Maze, maisha ya streets, maze. He me pull down, maze. Ame sama, yo guys, I'm sorry. I couldn't be able to hack it this time round.
On a Friday evening, we're recording the evening of Friday the 16th. So it was like, Fridays?
Yeah.
Nah.
I gave y'all niggas one day of the week. I'm not giving y'all two.
Yeah.
Due to na record kwa banka. But where do you want to start?
Whoa. NBA Finals? Should we go right into it?
That's what she said. But yes, I don't see why not.
So as of recording this episode, the Bucks had tied the series to 2-2.
2-2.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Cash money, Middleton, Napo, bro.
But Chris Paul hasn't been having the best of times. I'm equal liability, especially in the last game, the equalizer.
Game four. 10 points.
He was such a liability and he had so many turnovers till the very last minute when the last thing that they needed was a turnover.
A turnover.
And that's exactly what he did.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and looking at the percentage of shooting of these guys that they are falling, I'm like, yo, yeah, it's okay to fall Giannis, but don't fall these other guys because they're really good with their free throws and they're gonna capitalize on that.
Yeah.
And then they don't wait for the refs to call at E and ones. No.
Mm-mm.
They just go all the way.
Yeah.
That's what they know.
Yeah.
So I feel like yes, as much as the Bucks put in a good shift in that game, the Phoenix Suns were a bit lackluster. They left a lot to be desired. Like, we could have gotten more. However, Booker needs to be tamed, bro. Booker is just, he's crazy. He's crazy.
Really?
Yeah, but I say that to say this. Bucks in seven. Bucks in seven. Because I feel like the Suns are not going to let this go, retaliate game five.
But still,
and
Bucks
then game six is going to be a gamble. And then now game seven. Yeah, so Bucks in seven. That's where I'm standing at.
I think I'm still sticking to my Bucks in six because I think what we are seeing right now, the game three and the four, when Bucks were tying winning one game and then eventually tying the series, we were seeing the, how do I put it? We were seeing both teams in their true element. That's true them.
Yes.
Like, I've always been saying this, for Bucks, it's about the role players. Most of these teams, Giannis constantly he'll get his 27 plus 30 points. What are the role players giving him? And we've seen now Middleton doing that, and as he should. But now guys also don't know, is that his true element? Ama he's overachieving? Ama expectations are too high? Is it another case of, what's this guy we were bashing?
Green?
Well, maybe one of those guys. Maybe as in we placed them too high on a pedestal, but they are...
Or they don't
degrees
perform
lower.
That way,
yeah,
like,
but yeah, but occasionally they
Russell.
Can. Sorry, yeah.
Okay. I hear you.
Yeah.
So, but you agree with me that Bucks are winning this chip?
Yes, I've held that since.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's been my call.
So. Now, okay. Anything else you want to talk about? I can throw in a Spanish to the works.
No, I can share something I've seen. I don't know if it's the same thing.
Okay.
So apparently, Damian Lillard plans to request a trade from the Trailblazers in the coming days.
To where?
This is fresh off the score.
To where?
No, that's a question. Where do you think Dame will land?
Now, there's news that Golden State Warriors and Trailblazers are in talks. You know. And a couple of other teams. Because my man Dame being up for grabs is... Mazenta, I can't find the best analogy to do justice to this comparison. But ile kandi yenye mmekuwa mkitaka, mnajua, damn. Maze, once you get this into our team, us guys are sorted. Us guys are good.
Uh-huh.
Now, this is that time that it's been up for grabs. Like, damn, okay. So, dema miamua, anataka kuenda, anataka kuhama. Uh-huh. And we know his value. Uh-huh. So, teams are having a hard time deciding who they're going to give up to get Dame.
Mm-hmm.
But Golden State Warriors is here to Ogopi. Mm-hmm. And you are right, James Wiseman is in the conversation of being part of the package.
Yeah.
You know, for the trade to get my man, Dame.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about it. Mm-hmm. I'm still, if the trade goes through with GSW.
Yeah.
And James Wiseman happens to be part of the package,
mm-hmm.
I'd still be interested to watch his career path. Because he just started playing the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And he's very promising. Very, very, very promising.
Yeah.
That's what I feel. I feel like Dame would make a good addition to GSW.
Yeah.
We still don't have Clay.
Mm-hmm.
We need a lot of help at the front. Steph needs a lot of help at the front. So that, even Kina Draymond can now like play their proper positions and not try point, shoot from the key and all that. So Dame would be a very good addition to GSW. I don't know your thoughts on the same.
I read it. I wasn't sure. I wanted to hear it from a GSW fan because I have to see it too. To see how it works.
How it works. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I'd love to see it. But definitely, adding them anyway is an exciting addition. So yeah, it'll be something, but I'd like to see how it works. How?
Yeah. And speaking of, on the same subject, players and teams.
Yeah.
LeBron saying that he hopes to finish his season.
His career. Yeah.
In Lakers.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Wise move.
How do you figure?
Okay, not really wise. Safe.
He's playing safe.
He's playing safe, yeah.
But I think it's safe for him to play safe, no?
Yeah.
36. Sindio, he's 36 right now.
And he's saying two more seasons. He has one more. He has one more at 7, but he's saying he's probably get one more.
I don't know. I call it. I was like, I feel like he has one more season left in him. And I can't fault him for wanting to finish it off in LA with the Lakers.
Yeah.
Pause.
I think he should.
Yeah, because he's already building a solid team around him. Nona. Yes. And everybody has seen the impact that LeBron has any team he plays for.
Wait. He's building a solid team and Kyle Kuzma.
Why are you doing this to Kyle Kuzma, bro? We don't need to do that. Yo, leave the gecko alone, Maze. The chameleon, rather. Leave him alone. So, LeBron wanting to finish at LA, I think it's a wise move.
Yeah, very.
Because hakuna place ingine anezeenda.
Hizi Rudy Cavs, tena. Hizi Rudy Cavs. Kwa nonsense.
Unaona, and right
now, hakuna ties na Miami as such,
amefanya LA ikai like...
Ame-restore glamour.
The most premium of teams.
Ame-restore tu kwa. It's always been there. Like, even Jini Bas alisema, like, getting LeBron iliwarudisha kwa ile pedestal.
Oh, yes, exactly.
LA Lakers,
exactly.
Yeah.
So, CSI's in fault. I'm actually okay with it. I'm at peace with it. Pia mi nilikuwa nataka kusikia views a fanboy. Nijue vile muna feel about this whole thing. But kwenye comment section, maze, if you thought there's a better team that LeBron could play for, other than the Lakers.
In his dwindling years.
Sunset
okay.
years.
Okay.
What team do you think he should have gone for or he should go for? I mean, GSW is the only other team that makes sense for LeBron. But we already have he can't go to Brooklyn. How is he?
Mm-mm.
So it's only Golden State that makes sense for him. But we good over here. Yuko sawa. There was also that bad rumor that I'm glad Maze we nipped it in the bud before it grew.
What bad rumor?
About LeBron grooming Steph to join him.
Oh yeah, I remember.
Hey guys, had bad jokes. Very, very bad jokes. Anything else you want to bring up?
Crazy take though, while you're still on this.
Okay.
Would you give up Steph for them?
Hell nah.
Like there's a mad three-team change where...
I'm sorry, but if that happens, I am...
I'm not even
fronting. This will be the first time I'm declaring. Mimi ntahamana Steph. I'll be a play oriented fan, like, or a consumer of sport.
Like,
simali ata enda tu mimi ntamfuata.
No, like who? Kuna mtu sema yeye ni fan oriented sport unamuita fanboy. You see? So,
I mean, if the shoe fits Cinderella, it's all up to you, Maze. If the shoe fits, that is.
Voila.
Do you want to talk about Stephen A. Smith's xenophobic comments?
What?
While he was going on a rant. Let's talk, bro. Matter of fact, this is a very good junction. Let us talk about the Olympics, bro.
Yes, actually, yeah, that was next on my notes.
Let us talk about the Olympics.
Yeah, actually, first of all, just news I've just seen. Bradley Beal and Kevin Love, they don't join the team.
Why?
Bradley Beal had COVID protocols, blah blah blah, and then Kevin Love got injured.
Na Bill vile ako kwa nini stagezi nyangu maze.
Yeah. Who Bill?
Eh, Bradley Beal.
Eh, nani Love.
Na Kevin Love. Kevin Love is an amazing shooter.
Yeah,
one of the best I've ever seen.
Right calf. Yeah. So he missed out.
That's sad.
Yeah, so then Bill is looking, the US is working to get two players to replace them.
Now, they have been on a losing streak, or they've had losing streaks.
Yes.
Including Nigeria. And that's the one that shocked many people. Why? Because it's the United States of A. They are the most superior team.
Yeah.
They can't be beaten by any other team or country.
Yeah.
For some reason. But, nilirudi kuuliza the same question I asked you guys a couple of podcasts ago.
Yeah.
Between an NBA ring and an Olympic gold medal, which one is most important, or which one means more to the players? Which one is of more value to the players than the other? Mkasema, it's the chip.
Yeah.
It's the NBA title.
Yeah.
That's more important than a golden medal.
Mm-hmm.
But now here we are, the United States of A losing to teams that usually, you know, blink and, you know, we can do this in our sleep.
Yeah.
But things are different right now. The reffing is different.
Yeah. FIBA by the way. Thank you, FIBA. Thank you, FIBA refs. Yes. Yes.
Nothing.
Move. Touch fouls hakuna.
We are back to that conversation, because do you see how United States got worked up because of how them guys are losing?
Yeah.
Unaona. And in a car, no one wants to lose at any level.
Yep.
To see it with Katai, whether it's at that stage, you know, on a global stage or in a national stage, mkiwa pale home.
I'm looked after babes,
yeah. It's fair. All is fair in love and war. But now it gets back to this. Between a chip and an Olympic gold medal, Maze Sahi. Which one seems most important? Because are we seeing a different reflection of the team? Like, why is the most superior team losing?
No, I think right now,
what's the rationale?
I think the value is placed as per, I'd say, like, the country you're from is a big thing. Because you see, like, if you're a basketball player in the US, a professional basketball player, there's very high chances you're playing in the NBA. And let's say you have a 10-year playing career. So during this maybe 10, 15 years, you have your shot at the ring. Compare this to someone who plays in Lithuania, for instance, or Slovenia. So them, the only thing they know is the Olympic gold medal, because no one gives a fuck about their league apart from them. You get it? It's not like the NBA, which is out there. So I think it depends where you're from, because you might be... you have a higher shot at an NBA championship as a player than getting an NBA, sorry, as an Olympic medal.
Hey, may dissect, damn. So it's down to the individual players and the countries that they represent.
Yes.
If you have higher chances of winning an NBA chip, then an Olympic gold medal won't mean that much to you. Is that what you're saying?
I think so.
Also, given that your country isn't big on that, as opposed to you coming from a country that's hardly represented in the NBA, doing fairly okay in the NBA, and then now representing them again on a global scale, then that would be a big deal. That's why guys like in Luka Doncic, you know.
Yes, it's now imagine him if he gets Olympic gold for his country. Oh, that I'm sure no NBA championship would ever overwrite that.
Oh, that would be something.
Yeah.
That would be something.
Yeah.
Anyway, so one thing leads to another. Guys are aggravated and people say things maybe they don't mean when they are angry. And guys being people like Stephen A. Smith. And I watched him go on a rant about how US lost to Nigeria. And he was trying to even... I don't know whether he was being funny. Ama... But when you start playing around with the pronunciation of players' names,
I think I saw a bit of that on Twitter. So I just like, shit, I'm not listening to this shit.
I also started, the moment he started getting into that rant, I stopped watching it because I felt embarrassed.
Yeah.
Unateki, because this is something that we laugh about on this side of the coin because it's funny to us how someone can struggle pronouncing your name.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the phonetics and everything that goes into, you know, the pronunciation of your name if it's hard.
Uh-huh.
And then now someone using that as a basis to rant and implying that we can't even pronounce your names. It's like you're not even worth it.
Yeah. What are you? Yeah.
You know, like,
I get you.
I can hardly pronounce your name. And that, yeah, that didn't look good at all.
Was he called out on it?
By everyone.
Yeah.
And he also called himself out.
Mm-hmm.
And he, I think he went ahead of the situation by putting a statement out there. And he just legit called himself out, saying it was wrong. He owned up to everything that he said. And I haven't followed up on the issue since because it's... I feel some type of way about it. So siku ifuatilia sana.
Okay.
Basically that's what gone. Kuna kitu kingine nataka kurusha pale.
Tuko hapo kwa Olympics bado.
Ngoja, was that a good place to segue into Fraudwatch? Maana yake nilikuwa nimempiga Fraudwatch kiasi yake. Stephenie Smith. Nah, I don't need no
fraud. Stephenie Smith haiko sawa na Fraudwatch.
Just because of that. So tunaweza proceed sasa.
Mi Fraudwatch yangu ni Neza ka Fraudwatch na Franzese story.
I thought uko na dai kusema sai, maybe you're leading up to it.
Austin, this is for you. This is for you. Fraudwatch ni Mr. As Austin would have said it. Chris fucking Paul.
Oh man, why did I see this coming?
Because of the turnover. CP3O.
Mazi unateki, when someone is not there to fight for himself, mazi atana tuna yeye.
Ati?
Watch a two in peace. When someone is not there to fight for his team, okay, now we can take advantage of it because he's not here.
Ama atumia producer voice note ad, aki hapo mwisho. Rant yake, akitukana, hata ametukana squad yao yote.
Ata tutusi tu and then like nothing.
Sisi atukana saini team yake, si ajali about us.
Oh, juu, mimi pia ameka team yake Fraudwatch.
Kila mtu.
Anyway, continue.
Yeah, so now we're moving on to the Olympics. Zinanza 24th. To the 8th of August. So Ziko very close by. Now basketball teams are Iran, Group A, there's three groups. Iran, France, US, Czech Republic. Then Group B has Australia, Germany, Italy, Nigeria. Tough group for Nigeria there.
Very.
And then,
but Omeji prove, wako sawa.
Yeah, they're good. Yeah. Argentina, Japan, Spain, Slovenia. Actually, and about that Nigeria victory over
the States.
Over the States. I think guys overhyped it because if you look at the Nigerian squad, three of their starters play in the NBA. So as in, you get that.
It makes sense.
It's not that they beat a Nigerian squad which plays like a local league or something. It's,
But Nigeria's Premier League pia, yeah, basketball, inakuanga ngori bro, me won't even lie. Nigerians play, even the ones who are not playing in the NBA, are playing in the local league.
Remember the earlier years, like when Nigeria, remember when I was watching Olympics Kitambo, before there were a lot of African players in the in the NBA, you'd see the like Angolas, the Nigerians, they were sure they're making it to the Olympics. But once they get there, bro, it was thrashing. I think that's why, like, I think like the guys who are thrashing the US, they still had the old African squads in mind. They're like, because locally you're top, you qualify for the Olympics every year, but when you get there now, it's
a different story.
It's a whole other level.
I get.
Yeah.
Stargazing, kuna mtu anataka kurusha pale.
Yeah.
Nani?
Sijui ni kuna watu wengi wa nini?
Wa Bucks.
Sasa tunasema Milwaukee Bucks.
Yote.
Milwaukee.
Pale na Chris.
Austin. Milwaukee fucking Bucks.
That must have felt so good.
2-2. Alex nilikuambia.
Oh my goodness.
Niliambia Hypnotic. 2-2.
You're calling everyone out.
Yes.
But me, I knew from game 3. Bucks, mm-hmm. Bucks history may prove mazi.
Yeah,
whatever gates, it's like a sleeping lion. Like, yeah. Mtawa chapa kiasi game one, maybe mpone game two, but kutoka yeah. game three,
mm-hmm.
things always change. Things always change, mazi.
Yeah.
So they put in a good shift and they fought till the very end.
Yeah.
Na napendiwa mentality yao, asa wachazangi na marefs. Imagine, like I like
manze.
It. Okay, maybe ispokuwa Yanis, kiasi yake tu.
Yeah.
Kiasi yake tu. And PJ Tucker. Because PJ Tucker nae pia.
Yeah, na kwanga.
He likes complaining a lot. He's very, but defensively, anakwanga poa.
Yeah.
But I get what you're saying. The whole Bucks team, they put in a very, very, very good shift.
They did. They mm. did. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Nani mungi? Oh, am I, that was it. Like, ilikuwa sewote wa Bucks.
That was it. That was it. The Milwaukee fucking Bucks.
anything else? Tunataka kurusha pale ndani ama tumalize tukafunga.
Relax, bro. Space Jam 2 is out.
Sawa. Oh, damn, fanboys.
Hey, sasa ni LeBron o'clock. LeBron hour. For the next 1 hour, we'll be talking about the eminence that is LeBron Raymond James, 4-time
wow.
NBA champion, 2-time Olympic gold medal winner.
Mali kuta kuna ni introduce hivi before ni perform.
Hi, mse.
Eh?
Si minta kuna mse ta kuna kuintroduce, bro. Minta kuwapo.
So utanigeti ya mse wa kuintroduce.
Eh.
I love it.
Kutakuwa na mse yo job. This table itakuwa big.
Amen.
Kutakuwa na ma voices.
Or we call ourselves this table. Because we are stable also. I'm on ads.
me stable in a come to the stable different place here, Mafarasi.
Just in case we use the stable, maze dibs on it.
Yeah,
nobody uses
to copyright it. Is to it. Mliski ya kwa July 16th, 2021. You heard it here first.
Are you excited
about Space Jam?
Space Jam, yeah.
As I told you guys earlier, I wasn't really excited about LeBron doing it, but since he's done it and it's out there,
mm-hmm.
I think it would be an interesting watch because, yeah, I love the first one, so I'd learned. With the advancement of years, there's the better technology, better graphics, so I'd love to see what they've done with the greatest player on earth.
So, as far as Space Jam is concerned,
yeah.
the thing that came to my mind was, and work with me,
mm-hmm.
kutoka wanze kuwatch basketball, kila era imekuwa na mse wake.
Uh-huh.
Time ya Jordan,
uh-huh.
were you able to say, hey, maybe Kobe akona potential, ule kid ako promising vibaya sana. So maybe he'll be the next big thing after Jordan.
Uh-huh.
Were you in a position to say something like that or to assess the situation to that level?
I don't
know. Ama with you, it was maybe LeBron.
Yeah, now me, as I told you, when LeBron was being drafted in 2003, that's when we moved to Saika around that time.
Okay.
So I was like big on basketball. I was just following the league.
Mm-hmm.
This was just when I was in high school. So it was less because I could download my picture, co-op trick. Could download
true.
Caliber, as in.
Yeah.
So that's one of the guys I said, as in Leona. I saw his come up.
Naili kwa era ya Kobe.
Yes, this was Kobe's era.
Kobe era.
Yeah, this was Kobe's
good.
Era.
Good. Now we're in the LeBron era.
Uh huh.
Like, undisputed.
Uh huh.
Hakuna mtu anaweza kataa.
Yeah.
Can we really say that we can see the next big thing?
There's a couple. Funnily enough.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Very good thing.
A very good
league.
Thing.
Very good thing.
Juse ni kifikiria dem. Mse yote akifikiria kufanya Space Jam 3 itakuwa ni nani? Hiyo ndio swali mimi nilijiuliza. As a prelude to who's the next big thing. I hate as a fan, mm-hmm. I hate asking myself that because yeah. I believe kila mse ako point in their own respect. Kila mse wanga na contribution yake to the game.
Yes.
But as far as this is concerned, huko
mm-hmm.
juu, I'm like, damn, so Jordan gave us this, Kobe gave us this, LeBron mm-hmm. amefanya remake of Space Jam 1. So now, if someone else was to pick Space Jam
yeah.
and remake it in, say, 10 years,
mm-hmm.
inaweza kuwa ni nani?
You know, I am all for diversity.
Eh.
Luka Doncic. Let's have a white lead role. Why not?
I never thought I'd hear these words coming from a black man. Let the white person take the lead role. But yeah.
Yeah, it will give it
Luka Doncic in 10 years, anaweza kuwa ule MC.
Not even in 3 years, 4 years he'll be. But you know, there has to be the gap between the movies. They have to let it, yeah.
Me na sema whole generation. To pick a whole generation gap. Because there's been so many generations between Space Jam and Space Jam 2.
I want to say, Kafas and the Furious.
Fast and Furious,
pa,
ndio.
Pa, pa, pa.
Wow, 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 wow. And then you win
MVP pa umepigwa Space Jam, una win championship pa umepigwa Space Jam.
Itakuwa ultimate mazi. Oh my goodness, that would be something, right?
No.
Ama itakuwa common, haitakuwa na value anymore.
Hiyo value yake itaisha.
Itakuisha isa.
Mimi
nasema Dem anaweza fanya yake. But Dem would make such a dope superhero in DC or Marvel.
Yes, yes.
I feel so.
Actually, they should.
Hey.
Austin.
Otieno.
No, it's Austin's microphone.
Otieno, bwana.
Ile microphone ya Austin. Austin, microphone ya kombovu.
Ehe. You were saying?
About? Nikumbusha tena. Say.
Tulikuwa tunongelea Marvel, DC na maplayers yetu.
Oh, nilikasema... from how or they should yeah, that is where I was at. They should.
Amani juu nimekuta should night sana.
Cheki, hizo ni
sorry inside information.
Yeah, they should just best the character like off. You see like how Dem, his general demeanor is, it's very easy to like convert it into
a character.
Yeah, and it would be so believable. Damn.
I'd believe LeBron's character as well.
Yep. Giannis too.
Giannis, yes. Yeah. I'd believe Giannis.
Yeah.
Harden
with a beard.
Brody, Harden, KD.
Yeah.
You know who? Pat Bev, bro. Pat Bev would make such an amazing villain, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, or a sidekick. Like that annoying sidekick you have.
Yeah.
Anyway, you look a rabbit hole. Nilikuwa na lead huku to bring in conversation ya finals MVP.
Mm-hmm.
Unachekiaje?
Buda Giannis.
Walai?
Giannis Joe.
Ataki patia Dr. Chris.
Okay, easy games na come tuone, but
ama
as of
buka.
Now.
Ama buka.
Sasa hata ni kushow. I don't know why they never, ata mkishindwa finals.
Mm.
Finals MVP nafaka to the best player as in generally,
yeah.
But they normally have to take it from the what do you call it, from the winning side.
Really?
Yeah, because I remember there's 2015 the first time Bron lost to GSW with the Cavs.
Oh yeah,
he was dominating all the stats all across, but he lost the series. Who they give the MVP to? Iguodala. But like clearly after 6 games it was, yo bro, this guy was, yeah. So I think that's a shitty thing they should get rid of.
Anyway, Chris Middleton alisema he likes staying low key. Apenangi kuko in the light, so meaning mpiga, but amejichuja cause I feel like in a way ameshikilia bucks through this period mazi kutoka semis.
Yeah, he has
ameshikilia bucks vibaya sana, and I don't feel like he gets his flowers. Because everybody is just looking at Giannis.
Yeah.
Everybody, anything good, anything bad, nothing has happened. Because Giannis is like the president. When he yawns, wow, Giannis is yawning.
But that's,
you know, Chris is sinking all his perimeter shots, bro.
It's expected. But the good thing is Middleton is earning his respect. Like, even if it's the he's had to grind for it.
Yeah.
And also a lot of the press conferences, Giannis is bigging you up. He's like, yo.
Mm.
Even say, I think he said something along the lines that if I don't know, the saddest day of his life will be when Middleton retires or something of the sort. Like, yeah, he really values him.
Middleton new lemse.
Yeah.
But una sema Giannis
finals
for
MVP.
For finals MVP.
Yeah, boy.
To play devil's advocate.
Uh-huh.
Cause if I was to actually give someone MVP, meaning a party, Chris Middleton, but Booker deserves this because I'm a phenomenal from the word go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, to say me, kutoka playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Since the playoffs, Booker has really, 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 really been on it, mazi.
Yes.
Na amekuwa consistent na yombaya. Unaona vile CP3 na struggle here and there.
Yeah, kwanza tele team wali lose CP3, bado tu ali hold
ali hold it down, yeah. Unateki.
Mm.
So, I think he stands a very, very good chance ku get your spot. But NBA wali piana listing yao. Yani sako pale number 1, number 2 Chris Middleton, number 3 Devin Booker, and then Jrue Holiday.
Uh-huh.
Bucks DeAndre Ayton. And then that's it. Ando yoko kwa contention so far.
Yo, DeAndre Ayton, Giannis. Ile
but,
block.
Hey, but, hey, your block sasa nita saidia Giannis. Your block ya game 4. itasaidia Yanis ratings zake kupanda juu for MVP. Manake that was a classic blow, bro. And Ali Mazi, that was a classic block.
Hey, that was a madness.
Atoniambie nini. Like unajua katikati ya game niliona tu ilikuwa na kawaida, but on the replay and then you see how these niggas elevated, bro.
I mean niona pia hata kwa game ilikuwa na crazy cause even the time.
Eh. Hey. Oh yeah, pia hey,
time ilikuwa ile what?
Nilikuwa na ngoja whistle by the way. Nilikuwa na ngoja call foul.
Ilikuwa clean. Na replay pia inashow ilikuwa clean. Yeah, actually niliona ni mwana Jared Dudley anasema the NBA should adopt FIBA rules. And associate. Yeah.
And associate.
Eh?
Umesema the NBA should adopt FIBA rules and
officiating.
Oh, and officiating. Oh, yeah. Asko nimesikia ya mwisho vizuri.
Yeah.
Damn. Anyway,
yeah. And actually there's another una story nilikuwa nimecheck years like I think about years ago. Cuz you know Luka played in Europe. Was it Real Madrid? Yeah, he played in Europe in I think it was Real Madrid. Or was it the country's league? I don't know. He played somewhere in Europe.
Okay.
In the professional league when he was 16. So when he came, he said, it's easy. It's a lot easier to make baskets in the NBA.
Or than in Europe.
Yeah.
Scale.
Yeah, because a lot of the Europe leagues, they use FIBA rules for their, and FIBA officiating for their leagues.
And I think them niggas are better with their shots than in the NBA.
They're technically better.
Yeah, when it comes to skill.
Yeah.
I think they're way better.
Yeah.
Then why do we gas the NBA this much, Mazi? Mwana tusikai tiri tuangali ligi ya, I don't know, ya Europe ama ya Australia.
Bro, USA, ase nilikuambia entertainment, know. Anything entertainment, achana now. Achana now,
damn.
Sports entertainment pia ndo yo, crazy.
Mina fikirile keki ni kubwa. Inazadishi wanawasi wengi.
But ayo tuengini wanayo
masoli. Kama demi yako.
Whoa.
Nilikuwa nongeleshe Austin.
Hey, Austin. Austin,
ndo maana kumenyamaza.
Tumengoja response yake tukakumbuka yuko.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Anyway, we wrap it up, ama.
Yeah, so just upcoming, we have the game 5 on Sunday morning at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Andi, unaonaje hapo?
Mimi nasema Suns might win, but that will be the last game they win.
Okay, alafu apigwe 6-7. Pop.
Eh. Mfululizo, unasemaje?
I mean, si wanapigwa ina nini? Ina game Wednesday. After Wednesday, tunaanza kulala vizuri. Story ya kwa mkati. Hey, bro. Sleep patterns iko messed.
Zimula juwa ni junajua. One, Chris Paul hata itikia kuenda tu hivyo. And my man Booker is really... Bro, this kid needs to be stopped, Mazi. If you don't stop him, game over. So wale wawili wakishikana, I knew they have a solid team.
Yeah.
The Phoenix Suns have a very decent team. Hata tusungilile tu bench yao.
Yeah.
They have a decent team. Like starting five yao, properly balanced. And I think this is a good matchup. It's actually entertaining to watch.
Yeah.
It's a very entertaining matchup to watch. So all these guys are not gonna just kubali to go down like that. So mina apige fighting chance, game 5. But then that will be the last game they win. 6-7, kufungwa kama demu yake Austin. Nga. Yeah.
Take away.
And then, uko missing in action. Sa zile majama wana take charge. You know, be your brother's keeper. Ni muhimu. Yeah. Yo, it's a wrap.
It's a wrap, bro.
My socials, wasi wanasema aje?
Twitter.
Ama atujakuwa nazo for a while.
Hey, admin tu ajani tumia...
Oh.
Not in a while. I love
admin, maze, hope admin ako saa.
Yeah, but drop comments on any of our social platforms as you get. Twitter, Instagram @nothingbutnetke. Tuna stream on all audio platforms. We have drop comments hapo.
Yes, sir.
Kona tutumia
nudies.
LP.
Usitume.
What?
Eh?
What?
Sikuna zile noodles zinaitwa nudies ama?
Oh, hizo za Bitcoin, yes.
Oh,
kama Bitcoin nataka kufanya kazi na CC or any other corporates, our email is nothingbutnetke@gmail.com. Website coming soon.
Yo, we out, man.
All right. Nothing but net. For the win, it's good. LeBron James at the buzzer. Deep shot. Nothing but net. I'm gonna echo. I'm gonna need you to back up. James Harden with a buzzer beater. Bryant fires away. It's good. Three-pointer for Kobe Bryant. Nothing but net.